Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer!
I didn't know that.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. Thanks for joining us this weekend. We are ready to party. Another Saturday night. This time, we are joined with the trio. So real quick, let me introduce here. We got Jenna, and we have Zach joining in tonight. Say hi, guys.
What's up, guys?
Hello. Nice. And, of course, as everybody knows, I'm Maddie. Hi, everybody.
Sometimes I wonder.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm what does that mean, huh?
I don't know.
Okay. So
it just made me think of the Family Guy scene where Peter and Lois started fighting and Lois was like, "You can't hit me, I'm a girl," and Peter was like, "Sometimes I wonder."
I remember that episode. Yep, that was a good one. I was just watching Family Guy on Freeform this week. Because
it moved.
Huh?
It moved.
It went to Freeform, right?
Yeah, from Adult Swim.
Yep. So, I was a little weirded out because I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, it's the afternoon, and I thought all the programming on Freeform, you know, from now the whole month of October, 31 days or 31 nights of Halloween, I thought maybe they were going to play the Halloween episodes like they're doing like with you know, The Simpsons, the Treehouse of Horror, right? Is that what they are? The Treehouse of Horror?
Yeah.
Episodes. So, yeah, I thought maybe they were playing just all Halloween episodes of Family Guy, but no, they were just regular episodes.
I love the Halloween episode of Family Guy.
They had a couple, didn't they? They had a couple, I could remember.
Freaking Stewie.
Yeah. I love the Grim Reaper, too. Actually, a funny thing about that, I mean, I know that we lost him probably a couple of weeks back, but, Norm MacDonald, he actually voiced the Grim Reaper and,
He did, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Yeah, he was good. He was a good comedian. So, cheers, Norm. But yeah, guys, I was thinking of something this weekend. You know, I mean, we got an interesting lineup here because our episode, you know, we were trying to think of, all right, what are we calling it today? You know, what are we doing? And this weekend, I mean, I'm in party mode because I'm thinking, all right, we got a big Halloween party coming up on Friday here at the house that we're hosting. It's called the Cerbus Monster Mash. And, you know, my wife is like so gung-ho about this. Like, she's so excited. This is like, she keeps talking about it. We already have half the house already decorated, already set up for the party. I'm going to be doing a couple more things tomorrow, getting all the yard work prepared, which I got a ton of it done. I'm sore as shit today. Mowing grass, just raking up brush, and I got rained on. The good thing is I got everything done in the nick of time, and then it just started raining on me, and I'm thinking to myself, I didn't see this in the forecast. But anyway, that was
Pennsylvania.
Yep. It was, right, you just never know what you get in any PA, you know? It's like a box of chocolates. But anyway, I'm thinking to myself, okay, dreary day, can't get anything else done. And I threw to you guys some ideas for the episode title. So we call this episode 69, Tombstones and Skeleton Bones. And originally, I thought it was kind of funny. We were joking around about it throughout the week. We were like, we're going to call this episode Skeleton Boners. And for safety purposes, we did not name the episode Skeleton Boners.
For safety purposes?
Yes, we just didn't want to get it pulled down off of Podomatic, just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
They might see that and say, boners?
Hell no.
You gotta rename this, Matt. You're breaking the rules.
Smart.
All right. So, yeah. Welcome to episode 69, everybody.
No, is it really?
It is.
Oh, shit, it is.
It is episode 69.
God. Okay.
Yep.
I wasn't prepared for that.
I was prepared for it. Anyway. We got some topics for everybody here tonight. It's all good. I mean, it's a variety show. So, I mean, we're not, this isn't a special episode where we're just talking about one topic or two topics. We got a whole bunch listed here tonight. And I would really like Jenna to start things off because we want to kind of go back to a topic that we talked about a couple weeks ago in our episode. I think it was 67, where we called it, I'm the dog, the big bad dog.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jen, what's the story?
Well, so as we, you know, if you've been following the story, in the news, it was reported that Brian Laundrie's body has been found in the Florida National Park,
mm-hmm.
where he supposedly went hiking, the week that Gabby was reported missing.
I gotcha.
So
I saw that too.
Yeah. And like, I'm not, I don't want to, like, jump to any conclusions before any of the reports come out, but like, mm-hmm. all the news reports are saying that they had to identify him based on his dental records.
Okay.
And like, supposedly it's just a skeleton.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Well, now we kind of have an idea why we're mentioning skeleton bones here.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to make any like predictions until I can actually get my eyeballs on an autopsy report.
Right.
Because, they're saying that his body was found in like a, I don't know, like a swamp water type area.
Okay.
And if you know anything about like water decomposition,
mm-hmm.
It's going to take a lot longer than like 5 weeks to completely decompose a body, especially if it's like in water. So like, I don't know, unless there were like animals like munching on him, like I just kind of want to wait and see like what an autopsy report would find.
Okay.
My other thought is, are they like misreporting and mm-hmm. saying that like, was he so unidentifiable that they had to use dental records and like people are just assuming it's a skeleton?
Right.
I don't know. That could also be. So like, I feel like there's just not enough information that's been correctly relayed to us at this point in time.
Okay. So I kind of question that myself because how, I mean, listen, I'm not an expert in this field by any means. And Jed, you obviously have more background in knowing this stuff a little better than we do, but how does a body decompose that quick into that state? Like, I mean, I would think that it would have to do that a lot over time to get to the skeletal remain.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like, so what happens is like when you die, like in your body cavities, like
uh-huh.
you build up like methane, probably like some sort of like hydrogen sulfides, carbon right. dioxide, but like, you know, methane, carbon dioxide is definitely, you know, a high volume gas, but like, you know, like, you know how every like mob movie you see like the bodies are like floaters? That's because your chest cavity like fills up with this mm-hmm. said gas. So I don't know.
And that makes
I really
sense.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little sketchy, I'm not gonna lie.
And then like your your fatty tissue like kind of turns like waxy almost. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. I don't think you're going to get a skeleton in 5 weeks.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like I said, it's kind of weird that happens so quick. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't believe like they've come across skeletal remains. And yeah, that's the big question. It's like, how did it decompose that quick?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
I'm
not trying to be that negative person to say that it's not Brian Laundrie, but I mean, could it be a possibility that they stumbled upon something else?
I'm going to say no, because like his belongings were, you know, found around.
Okay.
But like, also we don't know, like factors like of the body of water itself. Like, is there you know, some sort of, like, crazy bacteria. Because, like, sometimes you see the signs, like, do not get in water.
Right.
Like, X bacteria is here, whatever. You know, like, especially if it's, like, some sort of, like, stagnant water. Like, there could be, like, you know, like, pathogens, diseases. Like, you know, like, it's a... becomes, like, a breeding ground for, like, all the nasties. So,
right.
I don't know. And, like, the temperature, of course, like, it's Florida, so it's, like, super hot, so...
And, I mean, you never know, too. I mean, with animals, I mean, they probably could have been picking on the body, too.
Yeah, you know? So, like, that's why I'm saying, like, I kind of want to wait and see what happens with, like, with the reports coming out.
Do you think, like, an autopsy would, like... Being that you have a body in that state, like, so if it is Brian Laundrie, I mean, do you think that they could find anything conclusive that would result in his death? Like, do you think they'll still be able to find a reason, like, how it happened, what happened to him?
Yeah, because we don't know how much of the body was left.
Okay.
I should say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it just a skeleton, or are there some tissues still attached? You know what I mean? Like, things like that. That's what we have to wait and see.
I mean, by all means, I really hope it is him, because I really just want the story to come to a close.
Well, like, they use dental records, so, like, I'm gonna assume that it is him at this point.
Right.
We just don't know, like, you know, the rest, like, you know, the state of the water. I mean, the state of the body from the water.
Yeah.
Or if there was animals.
What do you like think? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that's all I got.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what do you think, Zach? I mean, do you think it's conclusive? Do you think it's him?
I want to say yes, just to have closure on it, but, like, I don't know. Something in me is saying that it's not him and he's still hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theories.
And, you know, that's kind of funny because, like, the reason why you bring that up is because I talked to you about that this week, Jen. Like, when we were saying, hey, did you see the news? And, of course, like, as soon as something comes up on the phone, like, that's it. Jen and I mean, we've been following this, like, the two of us, you know, since all this stuff broke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about that. And I remember I brought that up. I said, you know, could it be possible that maybe there was some foul play here? Like, how do we know? Like, I'm not trying to give any support side here to Brian Laundrie whatsoever, but... I remember that conspiracy theory came afloat on the internet where people were saying, well, wait a minute. They had this speculation that maybe there was a person in that van or there was another person involved in it. But the problem is, I mean, from what we saw, like, on that police video, I mean, I would think that if there was another person in the van, the cops had the van open.
Uh-huh.
I think they would have came across if somebody was in there, you know?
Me too.
So I get where people are trying to bring that up as a theory, but... I think that theory is, I think it's way far-fetched. But yeah. All right. Well, I mean, like I said, I hope it's him. I hope we do find something out. I mean, autopsy report probably won't come out for a while. But yeah. So I guess we could kind of go into next topics.
Yeah. I wanted to let everybody know, because, like, I don't know if you guys have, well, I don't know if Matt, if you've seen in the latest South Park news,
mm-mm,
that a winner has been crowned for the most epic episode.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember we were doing a bracket breakdown of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, like, if you remember, it was between Scott Tenorman Must Die and Make Love Not Warcraft.
Oh, Scott Tenorman.
The people have spoken. Does anybody want to take a stab at what won?
I'm going to say it's Scott Tenorman.
It is not.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Motherfucker!
I'm quite pleased.
Damn it. You know
what? Make Love Not Warcraft.
And I don't hate that episode. That's one of my favorite episodes.
Same.
Like, I freaking love it where, like, Cartman's got, like, the intercom button. Ma! Ma! Bathroom! Ooh, that's a big one. You know, like, but yeah, oh my God. Like, it's, like, everybody's, like, they're going through the training process to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, what do we do now?
Yeah, what do we do now? But, yeah, I really thought Scott Tenorman, I thought maybe that classic throwback would have won, you know? Because that's a really good episode.
Not.
I remember, who was Radiohead? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The band?
Mm-hmm.
I just love how they were picking on him at the end. They're like, oh, geez, you're a little crybaby. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, I can't wait for this to come back.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited for South Park to come back. It's been a little bit of a drought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. In other news, there's something else I wanted to bring up here, too. So, I mean, if anybody didn't catch any college football over the weekend, man, the people in Happy Valley are not happy this weekend. Penn State, man, going in.
Man, you're just never gonna, you know, let me hear the end of this today, are you?
9 overtimes. Holy shit. And here's another thing, guys.
I hate that college football rule. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. I honestly would have preferred a freaking tie if it could have came down to the part where if nobody scored in overtime or they couldn't get anything going, that's it.
See, I like the NFL rules. Whoever scores first wins. Done.
Yeah, I gotcha. But, holy God, I mean, I had no resource, I had no opportunity to even check into football scores this weekend, because, like I said, I was so tied up with everything outside. And then, I came in, I think it was like 4:30 in the afternoon, here I am texting Zach, I'm like, yo, did Penn State play today? And he's like, Matt, don't. Just don't.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Like, I mean, I thought that was a dig.
No, because honestly, I was kind of wondering, because I'm like, oh shit. I mean, I knew they were on a playoff opportunity here in the ranking.
I thought he was trying to get us back for the other night, Zach.
Yeah, well, so did I.
Wait, are you talking about? Okay.
I thought he was trying to get us back.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to get anybody back here.
So the other night, Matt was doing his midterm grades, and Zach and I had a hot minute, so we went on to play Battlefront for like the first time in like months. And we really wanted Matt to play, and he's like, guys, I'm still grading. It's like, all right. So I told Zach, I'm like, well, if you really wanted to get him to play, I'm like, tell him we just played Odagunga.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, that was a dick move. That was a really dick move, because I was ready to drop everything I was doing just to get on there to try and say.
I know. I know you would have, too.
Yep. And, like, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I know that, like, a lot of my students are going to be listening to this episode. And it's like, I'm just going to let you guys know this. I would have definitely dropped your grading to go fucking play that level. All right. I'm sorry, but not sorry. Okay. Listen, there's just priorities in life that you have to take advantage of that have bigger significance. And Odagunga in Battlefront was literally like a one-time deal. So if it came back, and I'm thinking to myself, why would it have come back like at such a random time? Like, they didn't announce this. I'm going on Twitter. I'm looking to see if EA had anything on their Battlefront frickin' Twitter. There was nothing. And I'm like, and these guys are like, they're still like just persisting with like, yep, we just played Odagunga, Matt. You missed it. And I'm like, no. Like, this can't be happening right now, you know? And then eventually Jenna came to senses and was like, we have to break it to him. We have to stop this.
Yeah.
So thanks for stopping the madness. I'm glad that you cared, Jenna. Mm-hmm. And then Maddie went right back to grade.
I'm going to be honest, Matt. I wanted to keep going.
I know you did.
She was the one that wanted to end it.
Yeah, you wanted to keep being a dick. I get it. Yep. Honestly, maybe that's karma. Maybe asking you about the Penn State thing was actually the payback.
That's what I thought you were doing. I was like, oh, I'm like, he's throwing digs here.
No, not at all. Not at all. Like I said, I had no idea. I didn't check any nothing, because I knew Notre Dame was playing at 7:30 tonight. They had the night game, and honestly, I didn't even check the fucking score for that. I don't even know if they won. So I can't even tell you that.
won 31-16.
What happened?
They won 31-16.
Oh, good. We're not going anywhere. I mean, great. Yep. So that's that. So, guys, I'm sorry. In Happy Valley, there'll be smiles another time. So. I'm sorry, Zach.
That's fine. Just know that when the Flyers beat the Bruins on November 20th, the whole card ride home, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, we're planning on going out to an NHL game here, so hopefully I'll get that email and I'll be able to confirm that Monday, and hopefully in the morning. We're just waiting on a certain somebody to message me back.
The game is on a Monday?
No,
it's not. Saturday. No, I'm waiting for an email, because like I'm trying to find out a date, like, because we have committee meetings that we have to take care of over a weekend, because it's like we deal with industry partners, and that's important stuff, because like these industry partners that come in, they help us prepare, you know, a lot of our learning materials for like teaching the students and getting them ready for job preparedness. And that's awesome. Like, that's one thing I love about like teaching at Johnson College, that you know, we could work with these close companies and these close organizations, representatives that people come out and they join our committee. And they do. They help us. Like, they're the ones that are telling us, listen, this is what we do at our jobs. This is exactly what we're looking for. And literally, we take that so seriously that we put it into our curriculum, you know?
Well, a certain teacher there needs to take better notes then. That's the case.
Well,
I'm not talking about you. You know who I'm talking about.
I will not make any comments. Let's leave that anonymous. But I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. I do want to go, Zach, you actually brought this topic up. I want to go to the next topic. Let's go over to Hayden Christensen.
Yes.
So tell us
Rosario,
what's going on.
Rosario Dawson actually confirmed that he's going to be playing Anakin in the Ahsoka series.
Nice.
I wonder where they're going to pick up with that, though.
It'll probably be in flashbacks with Ghost Anakin or him as Vader.
Okay.
Ghost Anakin.
Ghost Anakin. Yeah. Sounds more emo.
Yeah, well.
It does.
Serves Anakin right.
It does.
My favorite Hayden Christensen story is he was at like one of the Comic Cons and he was doing like a signing and somebody brought him a jar of sand. Did anybody see that photo?
I did not.
Yeah.
Can you break it down?
A jar of sand to sign.
And I'm just guessing because he hated sand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Anakin's character hates sand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back, well, I mean, living in Tatooine.
Mm-hmm. It gets everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I thought that was,
When is the Ahsoka series coming out?
Not for a while.
I think 2022.
Oh, so we got some time on this.
I think it's 2022.
It's
2022 because we have.
Do you?
No, they didn't. Because we had the Book of Boba coming out later this year in December.
Right.
Yep. And then we have the Mandalorian next year. I believe.
So where is the Obi-Wan series going to fall? Is that supposed to be in between?
This upcoming, yeah, it's supposed to be in between the Book of Boba and the Mando.
Oh, awesome.
Season 3. But Mando Season 3 did start filming, so they might release it earlier.
And I thought I saw that the Obi-Wan series started filming, too.
That is true,
okay.
They're done, I think.
That's crazy.
They're doing, like, minor tweaks and stuff.
That's crazy, because, like, it just seems like yesterday we read the article that, like, they were just getting ready for this, and now all of a sudden that's it. Time flies, and they're shot.
Well, they have to, because they don't have any movies coming out.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's absolutely, yeah.
And honestly, I'd rather the TV shows if the movies are going to be anything like the sequels.
You know, I don't know. I agree and disagree with that a little bit. And I mean, I get where you're coming from with these last movies. I know that they weren't anything huge to rave about, at least in my opinion. Like I could go without watching those. I think The Force Awakens was good.
I agree with that. I just don't like the fact that you have a Palpatine calling yourself a Skywalker. That's a major conflict, and I don't enjoy that.
But if you,
I don't think I saw the film that you guys are speaking of.
Wait, you didn't see that?
Yes, I did. I blocked it out from my mind.
Oh, okay. Jesus, I was like, wait a minute, hang on.
Get out. And I'm
the one
that,
and I'm the one
trash.
That's drunk. Go figure.
I'm not drunk.
I said, I know that, Matt. I said, and I'm the one that's drunk.
Oh, okay. Well,
why do you always have to assume I'm talking about you?
Because you do that quite a bit. All right, well, you know what? Speaking of, what are you drinking over there, buddy?
Jim Beam Apple and Sprite, which almost went over my monitor.
Oh, man. That would not have been good.
Yeah. Thanks for making me laugh while drinking, asshole.
I'm drinking Midnight Dunkin'. It's a Dunkin' Donuts. I guess they call it a Dunkin' Donuts brew. It's a beer that Harpoon, the brewery, came out with, and they're Dunkin' Donut-themed beers. So the one I'm drinking tonight is called Midnight. And I swear to God, I'm not even joking. It literally tastes like Dunkin' Donuts black coffee, like nothing in it, just black coffee. And it's got that little bit of a porter vibe to it. So, like, if you have ever had a porter or a dark ale, I'd even say, like, a black lager, it's almost kind of like a tie-in right in between it. It's actually really good. Maybe because just the fact that I drink my coffee black, I don't put anything in it, so maybe that's why I'm actually liking it.
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm drinking that, and I just had a little shooter here of Tito's Handmade Vodka. So I think by the halfway point of this episode, I'll probably be a little tuned up.
Well.
To be determined.
You both better behave.
I hope so.
I'm being good.
Yeah, he is being good. I have to admit that.
I'm being good. I'm being good.
Yeah, you're being good, man. I'm surprised that you kept your composure there on the Happy Valley talk. I was waiting for you to explode there.
Don't push me.
Okay. Next topic.
Don't awake the beast.
Halloween Kills. I want to talk about this because, man, I've already watched it 8 times. I'm not even joking. 8 times. Now, unfortunately, we cannot go and we're not going to talk anything about the movie. We're not going to share any details, but I do want to kind of break down reviews. Reviews are good. I was actually expecting worse, but I would actually consider them to be good. And, of course, there is a big, diehard critics. I call these, like, they think they're the know-it-alls. Like, they're the people that typically go on IMDb and think that they're a movie critic, but they're literally people that just sit in their basement and probably fucking binge-watch shit, you know? So, apparently, like, nowadays, you could be a critic just by doing stuff like that.
Stop talking about yourself like that.
No, I don't do that. He's joking. I'm no critic. But, listen, I'm telling you, I liked it. I thought it was awesome. I do agree with the positive reviews that are coming out. The ones, obviously, that are negative, listen, you can't always get what you want. I get that people wanted to see certain things, you know, but, like, you had to pick back up right where you left off in Halloween 2018. Like, we knew that it was going to be continuing. We knew that the story was only going to be written as 3 parts because there's another movie coming out called Halloween Ends. That's going to be October 2022. I think for what they did in this film...
Did they shoot it already?
They capitalized on it. Did they
shoot the one that's coming out next year?
I believe most of it's already shot.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's already... I think most of it's already filmed. And, you know, you got to remember that, too, because Halloween got pushed. I mean, this would have came back... This should have been out a year ago. So that's why I said it. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, just... Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think the movies had a deadline, but with COVID... It pushed everything another year forward, like a lot of movies, you know? But yeah, I think it was good. I think the reviews were positive. My review is positive, but I mean, it's in the title by itself. The reason they call it Halloween Kills is because this was supposed to be more of a gruesome image. I mean, the guy just got torched by his sister at the house in Halloween 2018. So we're going to pick back up where we're not going to run into a nonchalant or a well-behaved Michael Myers. I mean, this guy is an apex predator. He's on the hunt. He still has an initiative to find Laurie. And nothing was going to cross his path. In fact, what we saw there was that anything that was going to interrupt him, it literally made sense to why they named the movie Halloween Kills. Because it got to a point where, yes, this guy was on a bloodthirst frickin' path. So, the controversy is, oh, it was too gruesome. There was some stuff that was very controversial. They, you know, people were pissed about the firefighter scenes.
Get the fuck over it.
Yep. And that's what I said. You know what? Actually, the firefighters that came out about that, they were actually Air Force stationed firefighters at a base during filming, and they were asked if they wanted to be in the movie. So those were actually real firefighters, believe it or not. Dead serious. Look that up. And they were stoked about that. They were stoked that they were in a Halloween movie. So, like, I mean, there you go. I mean, listen, it's only a movie. I get it. People get upset over shit. But, again, at the end of the day, it's a fucking movie. It's a movie.
Everything and anything that could upset people.
Yep.
They get upset over
it. And, of course, there was another scene, but I'm not going to go into it because it definitely, it's a spoiler. You'll definitely be able to pick them out and say... Yeah, that's why it's controversial. Yeah, that's why it's controversial. There's probably about 5 or 6 different controversial topics in that. But again, I'm not going to sit here and talk controversy. I'm not going to be here and be the negative Nancy. It's a movie. And you know what? It's a horror movie. All horror movies, if we think about it, listen, you have to be, you know, obviously 18 or older to watch it. It has to be for mature audiences. You know, like, I mean, this is what you expect out of a horror movie. I'm sorry. You know?
Have to be 18.
Well, no, man, like, I watched, like, Nightmare on Elm Street when I was, like, 9.
I know, please. I know, I know. I get that. I mean, you know.
There's no real way to enforce that.
Kids have easier access to horror movies today. Like, I mean, if it was back when we were kids and we were trying to go to the movies, I mean, you had to be accompanied by an adult or you had to try sneaking in, you know? But now,
remember they actually used to check IDs?
They used to check IDs.
It always worked for me. I always used to sneak in.
Well, but, you're like tall as fuck, so yeah, like, it was probably easy for you to...
Yeah, you literally just wait for another movie to end, go in through the exit door, and find a theater that's playing it.
Just gonna say, I'm like, if people look at you, Zach, and they're like, yeah, this guy's fucking 18. But yeah.
It's funny, because I'm 21 and I still get carded at bars.
Well, I mean...
I'm 32 and I still get carded.
I'm 33 and I still get carded.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell? You're making me seem old over here.
No, but like, I don't know, Matt. Like, usually, like, I feel like tall guys don't get carded.
Well, here, you want a funny story? I mean, when I have the beard and everything like that, and like, if I'm with my wife and everything, like, it was kind of funny because the one day we went to Electric City Roasting, this was like probably a year back. And I went in there to go get a coffee for her. Now, she wasn't with me. And the lady's like, hi, how are you? She's like, your little one's not with you today. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And she's like, but I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, excuse me. And she's like, oh, your daughter. She's not with you today.
Oh, no.
And I'm like... Oh, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, that's my wife. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, it's all right. I said, I'm here just for a freaking nitro brew. I'm like, can I get that to go? but like, I mean, I get it. I mean, sometimes I can look a little older. You know, yeah, that was that even got me. Like, I had to come home and I had to tell her, I'm like, Lauren, the fucking barista at Electric City Roasting. And I'm like, you'll never believe this. And I told her, and she's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, no, I'm not kidding you. I'm like, they literally thought, I literally looked old enough to be your fucking father, you know? Apparently. So, all right. So that's my little story right there. All right. So Halloween Kills, check it out. See it. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was because we were talking about this with my students, like, I mean, a lot of them and stuff. Squid Game. Now, Jenna, I know you saw it. Zach, you didn't see it, right?
Nope.
I would recommend it.
I have no plans.
Really?
To see it. Yep.
You wouldn't watch it?
I don't have time.
Nah, don't waste your time.
See, I'm complete opposite. I really thought it was good.
Nah.
Jen, what didn't you like about it?
All of it.
Really?
It's just not my jam.
Like, even the concept, the story, too? You didn't like
it? Yeah, like,
really?
I don't know. It's just, like,
see,
and
I thought,
not for me.
I thought you would have been, like, gung-ho about stuff like this, because, like, Hunger Games or something like that, like, I could see you getting into stuff like that.
Yeah, I do love me some Hunger Games, but,
and that's kind of the vibe that I got out of it, but it was obviously, you know, a little bit different than that, but it kind of had that vibe of Hunger Games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked it. You know, the only reason why I bring it up as a topic, because if anybody's actually seen it, because it's still a trending topic. I mean, if you go into Twitter, Squid Game is still trending pretty high. If you go out there on the internet, you do some searches with Netflix, Squid Game comes up, obviously, in articles because it was a top-rated watch over the past couple months here. And, yeah, it did. It got a lot of attention. So if anybody's looking for something to watch, watch Squid Game. I thought it was great. And it definitely looks like they're going to be coming out with a second season, but that is to be determined.
Mm,
so
interesting.
Yep, to be continued. I guess there'll be a Squid Game 2.
Squid Game.
Maybe they'll call it a different animal. Maybe it won't be called Squid Game. Maybe it'll be called Panda Game or something. You know?
What?
I don't know. Maybe a different animal.
Okay.
Maybe something aquatic? I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know.
Nah, I'm sure it'll probably still be Squid Games.
Okay. Well, if anybody has any
ideas, it'll probably still say Squid Game.
Okay. Well, I think at that point, I think we should take a break.
Okay.
I need to get a refill on my beer.
Deal.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure a lot of us could use the bathroom right now, so. Jen, could you take us a break?
Yep, everybody stick with us and we'll be right back. Alright, everybody, welcome back from our short little break there. Hope everybody is refreshed and ready to sit down for the second half of our episode tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back. Just poured myself a new beer here. I have the Harpoon Dunkin' Pumpkin. Definitely giving it a shot right now. So it's supposed to taste like the famous Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin coffee. So we'll give it a little taste test here in just a second.
Okay.
Speaking
of Dunkin', did you try their new Halloween treats?
No, but I saw them advertised.
Did you see the peanut butter cup?
No.
So, like, it's a peanut butter cup flavoring, and they recommend you to have it with the macchiato, but I like, I always get, like, an iced cappuccino, and, when you get it, it comes, and the drink is orange.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
Now, see, I didn't hear about these, because, well, the only, I thought when you were talking about this, I thought this was
no,
the,
No, like, real Dunkin', not beer, sorry.
Okay, because they have, like, they have these really cool Halloween donuts that they have. Like, I've actually...
Spider.
Yeah, did you see that? Where it's got the orange glaze?
I got
glaze?
One last week. Yeah, so it's like a... It's just a regular, like, donut with the orange glaze icing. And then they put a little donut hole in the middle, and they give them, like, white eyes, and then they draw, like, lines across the orange donuts. Because it's like a spider sitting on top of your donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really cute.
I've tried twice now. I have tried...
Okay, I got one last week.
I've tried twice, and the lady says that, oh, they go quick, because they only make so many of them.
Correct, yeah. So you have to go in the morning.
Yeah, because when they developed it, like you just said, Jen, that was perfect breakdown about, like, that plain donut. Like, I guess you could call it they're plain glazed, right?
Well, it's not, like, a glaze, because, like, if it was a glaze, the whole thing would be dipped in, like, the glaze.
Okay.
But it's just, like, your classic, like, donut with the icing topper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that donut hole that you're talking about, it's supposed to be, like, a chocolate munchkin or something like that?
Yeah, so that's their, like, chocolate-glazed donut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just in the munchkin form.
But I do see here, too, where you just said about the peanut butter cup macchiato.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's what they recommend, but, like, I'm more, like, I really like the iced cappuccino because they put it in the blender and, like, break up the ice, and, like, you know I'm a sucker for, like, chipped ice, so.
I gotta get there in the morning to see if I can get these.
Yeah. I have the app, so, like, I just order before I go, and then I show up, and everything's ready, and I just walk out the door.
Well, it sucks, because by the time I get out of work, like, the one night I got out of class at 7:30, and I asked them, I'm like, do you guys have the Halloween donuts? And they're like, oh, no, sorry. They said they go pretty quick. She's like, we were out of them by.
Yeah.
She said we were out of them by like the early afternoon, and I'm like, shit, mm-hmm. Really?
And
I guess at like a certain time, they bring the donuts out, like they have them made fresh and everything like that, you know?
Yeah, they get delivered because like only some of the stores have like the bakeries attached.
Yeah.
So like
the one in Dixon City here, I don't think has the bakery, right?
No, the one by Giant does, but not the one that's by you and Johnson's.
Okay.
So, like, you know, some of them, they just, like, you know, deliver to the other stores and stuff. And, like, once they're out, they're out.
I know the one in Einan doesn't have the bakery.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think they do.
The one in Einan's also garbage.
Really? I like it.
I've had nothing but bad experiences there. Every time I've gotten a coffee from there, it is not made right.
I really? Will go to the one by Giant before I go to Einan.
Yeah, that one
every
is
time,
but I'll tell you what.
Every time I've got a coffee from there, Matt, I've gotten the pure, like, coffee taste. Like, there's no flavor at all. It's just straight coffee.
Jen, what was the drink that I had? And Zach, I'm going to come back to what you just said, but what was the drink that I had? Remember that one day
the
that me...
Strawberry coconut refresher, yeah. That's my favorite thing.
God, they are so good. Zach, if you're looking for something, try those.
They don't have it. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone?
That was just a summer, so, like, their fall flavor is apple cranberry.
Well, that doesn't sound bad.
Ugh. I'm not trying that.
I know you're not the fall festive.
No.
I don't like cranberry, so. If it was just apple, I would. But...
Yeah, it's apple cranberry. And then, like, if you add, like, coconut milk on top of that, I don't know how that's going to taste.
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
You tried the apple cranberry?
No. I'm talking about like the...
The strawberry one was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so I got like, one of those like every
my
day.
My normal Dunkin' order is just the original blend with... If I get a medium, I'll get 6 and 6. If I get a large, I'll get 8 and 8. But like...
6 and 6 what?
Cream and liquid sugar.
Wow.
Holy Christmas, Zach.
Exactly. Well, it's usually when I'm working. So like... If someone's going to Dunkin' while I'm at work, like I'll obviously get one just to get me through the day.
And you know,
I work at 4 a.m.
When I was doing cream and sugar, I was doing X and X, so I was just doing extra cream, extra sugar. That would just it would be 2 creams and 2 sugars.
You sicko.
Anyway, so
no,
like,
Matt, extra, depending on the size.
No,
that's
it's X and X, not X, not double X. It's just X and X.
So every other store that I like, every other Dunkin' that I get. That from, I never taste the pure coffee flavor except the one in Einen. One in Einen, I always get the pure coffee
flavor. That's because it's like burnt, Zach. That's what you're getting from it.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't get that from any other Dunkin' at all.
So where have you been going then? Like
The one down by Johnson, just because it's closer to Sam's.
Oh, okay. Because the one right there off Main. Like
yeah.
Dixon
yeah.
City. Okay.
The new yeah. one.
Yeah. That's a really good. I like that one. They have a nice. They have a nice setup there. I even like the outside too, where you could sit out there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yippers! I either stop there or Dunmore on my way home from school.
Jen, you know what I've been seeing a lot lately, though. A lot of people have been tailgating. Like, I know that kind of sounds weird. It's like, hey, tailgating in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. But, I mean, they're just setting up chairs and drinking their coffees out there. Like,
that's
having little...
like they're regulars. Yeah, but they don't want to sit inside because of COVID.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty cool that they're allowing
the
that.
Old guys. Mm-hmm. Well, they're regulars. They come, they have their coffees and their donuts or sandwiches, bagels, whatever.
Maybe one night we could
they're
all do that.
Buying stuff.
You know?
I feel like it's different for kids, but sure.
I'm down to tailgate for the hockey game.
Well, if we're driving, we're not drinking. Yeah, because unless you want to try and find a place in the city to stay, which I highly do not recommend that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not having a single sip. So. But yeah, no. Yeah, listen to you. Let's tailgate. I'll tell you what, if we got provided transportation, buddy, let's go.
Do you think I haven't driven home from a party before? You're nuts.
Zach,
driving from Philly is a whole different bird.
Oh, I know. I've done it before.
Driving under the influence is a whole different fucking bird, Matt. Jesus Christ.
Well,
again,
absolutely.
I've done it before.
Speaking of birds.
Unofficially.
Speaking of birds, Thanksgiving's coming up pretty soon. Everybody's excited about their turkey orders. If you haven't done your turkey orders with Pullman Farms, make sure you get them in by the 10th of November.
Pullman Farms?
Yes. We always get our turkeys from Pullman.
Get
Pullman's.
Out, do you?
Yep.
Do you get a fresh or frozen?
We get a fresh.
How is it, good?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, okay. My family fights over the gizzard and the...
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, again, if anybody's speaking of birds out there... Thanksgiving turkey orders. They got to be in by November 10th. Make sure you get your turkeys.
Did you say November 10th?
November 10th.
Okay.
Yep. That's the last that they're taking them. So that's actually late because really it's actually before that. Like you have to have your order in by like October to get them. But because I think with everything in the demand, they had an extra, I don't want to call it breed, but they had an extra supply. And that's why they extended the orders out.
Okay.
So my mother was saying that, and she's like, yeah, she's like, we got till the 10th to order them. But she had that card in by, oh, God, like the beginning of October. Like, I think like the first week of October, she had the yellow card filled out.
We had one from them last year.
What'd you think about it?
It's good. Yeah,
no,
it's
really.
Good.
I mean, you could definitely tell, like, there's a big difference between frozen turkey out of the grocery store than that, you know?
Well, ours was a frozen Pullman's.
Yeah.
They sell them frozen, too. So that's what we got.
Yep.
But I will tell you, though, between the turkeys that we get between Wegmans, Giant, and Price Chopper...
Okay.
I like Wegmans turkey the most.
Really?
Yeah, they're store brand. Mm-hmm.
Man, I have a feeling turkeys are going to be expensive this year, though.
Probably. Well, like, the price of pretty much meat and everything is...
Yeah, because it went up, right?
Skyrocketed, yeah.
So, turkey by the pound, like, if we think about that right now, what's the... Let's see. Let's see what it's going by.
A lot of the places, though, like, if you have, like, their membership card, you usually get, like, a free turkey with, like, an X amount of purchase or...
Okay.
Like, you cash in your points for a free turkey. Like, that's what we do with the Giant.
So, listen, I'm not a connoisseur or a expert on the expected prices of meats.
Okay.
But I did a quick Google search here while we're on the air. So I asked, how much does a turkey cost? And it says low-end and high-end. Whole fresh starts at 99 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
High-end is $2.49 a pound.
That's probably for, like, your fresh Palmans.
Right. So there's the whole fresh, which I would think is probably grocery frozen, right? Like a frozen turkey. And then the whole organic fresh would probably be, well, like what we get at Palman Farms.
Probably.
So that's your price range. You're looking at anywhere from 99 cents a pound to about $2.49 a pound.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That
seems
about normal, though.
Yeah? Like,
that doesn't seem astronomical to me.
Yeah, because I know beef is up. Like, when we went shopping last week, I was like, my God, I can't believe, like, what they wanted for two steaks. Because, well, first off, my wife doesn't eat beef. She doesn't eat any red meat whatsoever. But, like, I'll buy it because once in a while, yeah, I'll do it. I'll go out to the grill, or I might even do it on the pan, like, right in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And... I couldn't pull myself to spend $18 on two steaks. Like, that was just, it was...
Where was that?
This was at Bozak's.
I was going to say, if you're at Bozak's, that's because they have high quality meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you think that's a lot, but, like, for them, I feel like that's a good price.
I know, and honestly...
It's happening.
Honestly, I would have bought it. But, like, I just couldn't pull myself to that because, like, normally, like, I would find that, like, around anywhere, like, 13, maybe 14 bucks, you know?
Yeah.
And you got to remember, it's the type of cut, too. So we're not talking New York strips here. These were probably, like, just T-bones, you know?
I like the New York strips.
I do, too, if they're a good price. The one place that I would never buy beef from anymore because I was really disappointed in it with, like the fat that they had on them. Okay. And I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to do this to, like, throw them under the bus, like, locally,
if
Quinn's...
it's a small business, I don't know if you should.
Yeah. Well, no, it's definitely not a small business, but, like, I mean, I never had good luck buying steaks at Quinn's.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Cause I feel like, to that.
No, but I mean, I've always found that there's more fucking fat on my meat than anything, you know? Yep.
That's because the meat cutters they have there are incompetent and don't know what they're doing.
Well, you worked there, didn't you?
Yeah, so yeah. I know firsthand. Trust me.
Okay. So, yes, let's get off the bird topic. We got to go over to Popcorn Makers, all right?
Mm.
Guys, I'm really excited. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Breaking, the Braves are two outs away from the World Series.
The Braves?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, continue. Sorry. I had to throw that
Well,
out.
Boston and Houston are on tomorrow, right?
Houston won already, buddy.
Well, no, they won last night, didn't they? Wait, did they have a game today?
Hold on.
I thought they were playing tomorrow.
No, I think Houston
no,
won
I think
the series, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That,
yeah,
that...
yeah, Houston won the series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So whoever the winner of the Dodgers and Braves game tonight, if the Braves win, it'll be the Braves and Astros.
Wow.
A repeat of what, 2 years ago?
Yep.
No.
No,
if
couple,
the Dodgers,
few years
if
back,
the,
right?
If the Dodgers force a game seven and win game
Sorry,
seven, then it'll be a repeat.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, if the Braves win tonight, yes. The Braves win the series, and they will face the Astros in the series.
Gotcha.
So, continue. Popcorn maker.
Man, another sports breaking, huh? My God. Last week, we were talking about friggin' John Gruden.
Yeah, it's old news now.
Well, it is. It's definitely old news. But yeah, popcorn maker. So yeah, guys, I bought a popcorn maker. And
good luck cleaning it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought about this because, like, we're having this Halloween party, and I have a projector, and I have a projector screen. I'm going to be setting it up underneath a tent. We're going to play old school monster movies like Frankenstein, Bride, The Mummy, and Dracula.
Wait. Like, what? The original Mummy, or can we watch
if you want, I'll put
Brendan Fraser.
If you want, I will definitely put the Brendan Fraser one on.
Okay, deal.
Okay.
Yep.
But I am definitely starting off with old school Frankenstein.
Okay.
I'm starting off with old school Frankenstein. That'll be airing out of the tent. And it's just one of our little things where it's like, hey, if you want to take a break, you guys want to talk and be socialized underneath the tent of monster movies, we have that little setup that we're going to be doing. But I was like, well, you know, it's kind of cool because we have all these, like, foods prepped and everything like that and set up. And I was like, let's get a popcorn maker, because even the occasional talk where it's like, if we're watching a movie here at the house, like, you could always go for a bag of popcorn. And I was like, the last couple times that I've bought, like, movie theater popcorn.
Bought.
Yeah, like bought it, like, in the box that mm-hmm. they sell in the grocery stores. Really wasn't that great. Like,
that's because you haven't lived yet, Matt. So I'm telling you, there's a popcorn, and I'm going to do a small business plug here, guys. There's a popcorn. You can get it directly from their website, or, like, I know you do QVC. QVC also sells it. And actually, like, Wegmans sells, like, the big bags of it, like, pre-pop, like the kettle corn and stuff, but it's Farmer yeah. John's popcorn.
I've heard of that
it's
one before.
It's the best microwave popcorn you will ever eat, ever.
Jen, you know who I always saw advertising that on QVC? What's his name?
David.
David. Yep, I was going to say Derek. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Dancing with the Stars, Derek, right?
Derek Hough,
yeah. I'm sorry. So in the kitchen with David. Yeah. Not in the cage, in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where I've seen that popcorn before.
Mm-hmm.
But that's here's my question, though, because the popcorn maker that I have, right, you have to use kernels.
Correct.
So it's got to be, right, so do they sell just the kernels?
I believe so, but here's the thing, though, like, you're not going to get, like, their blend of, like, oil, butter, and salt, though.
Okay.
Like, you can buy, like, just the kernels, but...
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus.
What?
They have it on QVC. Farmer John's.
I told you.
4-pound white, yellow popcorn kernels. Two tubs. Two 4-pound tubs for $26.21.
Yeah.
I might have to do that.
It's really good. Like, I'm telling you, it's a quality product.
The Braves are in the World Series.
And the Braves did it. The Braves.
Nice.
I just want to put this out there. Fuck the Dodgers.
No, I like the Dodgers.
I feel better now.
No.
I like the Dodgers. Come on, give some love to the Dodgers.
Never.
Okay. But yeah, I bought a popcorn maker. I hope everybody's going to try my popcorn when they come here.
Yeah, did you get the special seasoning?
I did. I have popcorn.
Did you get the oil?
Yep.
Do you have butter?
I have butter. I'm going to make sure.
All right, that's all I need.
Whoa. You can't put, like, regular butter in that machine, though.
No. Well, like, obviously. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have, like, melted butter, and then, like, when it comes out of the maker.
To pour over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I thought about that, and I'm not messing up this machine, you know?
Okay.
Like, I mean, I want to use this with my family here, so, like, movie nights and stuff, I'm stoked about using it. Like you have no idea. Like, the other night when I unboxed it, and I was putting it together, I'm like, Lar, you know, here's Larry and Angel coming over, my in-laws, and they're helping Larn and us, you know, all of us get the house in order and stuff like that, decorate it. And, you know, me and my father-in-law, we're thinking, we're ready for a beer. But, like, we're like, hey, let's fire it up already. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But we don't have any popcorn kernels, you know?
Of course.
Yep. So,
I'm
like.
I'm always ready for a beer.
Oh, I am. I'm so stoked about using this. And it was, and I'm excited because, like, I got a $25 gift card from Amazon. I won it in a drawing that I signed up for. Well, oh God, I'm trying to think what the hell it was for. Jesus, it was, I think it was like for Valley View Cross Country or something like that, or I forget what it was, but I got it in the mail and I was like, sweet, you know, like, cool. I completely forgot I even signed up. It was like a $5 ticket to win, like, you know, to just, you know, do that. And I was like, all right, I'm going to buy something off Amazon. And I thought, you know, Halloween party's coming up. Let's do it. Let's get a popcorn maker. So yeah, I only ended up paying, I think, after using the gift card. And I think it was 10% off, too. Like, there was, like, a deal with it. There was 10% off with the Prime purchase.
Okay.
It came out to, like, $37.94.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was highly rated. Like, I mean, if you go on Amazon, you look at the rating of the popcorn maker that I bought, like, it had, like, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Like, the other ones that I was looking at, it was, like, 2 and 3. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to. Like, they look cool because they kind of look like those vintage machines.
Yeah.
Like, the carts and everything, like, with the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But people were like, oh, don't buy this because I had problems with the kettle maker. And I was like, okay, see, this is stuff that I really want to know because I don't know anything about buying a popcorn maker, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really stoked about using this. Really
nice.
Am.
I'm excited for you.
Yes. And I love popcorn. I mean, Jesus, that's like a top 3 snack. Like,
me too.
If
it's
if
my favorite snack.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, top 3. Like, I could look at it this way. My top 3 is definitely Middlesworth barbecue chips, peanuts, and popcorn.
Okay.
That's my top 3 snacks.
Yeah, I love Middlesworth barbecue. I had some this week.
They should sell their seasoning. Just their seasoning.
Though.
I know,
oh,
they
man,
don't.
Could you imagine putting that shit on, like, chicken or something? Oh,
oh
my God.
God.
Wait, what seasoning?
I love that. Middlesworth barbecue.
Oh.
Like, that shit.
Yeah.
That's like freaking Frank's Red Hot. That shit goes on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. So, moving on. Going back to the name
just
of
like
our...
like the Red Robin seasoning.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, that'd be good.
That would be good, too. Like, you're talking about the seasoning that they put on the fries.
Yeah, I put that shit on everything.
Now, I'm curious. I wonder if they actually do sell that. Because, I mean,
used to. I don't know if they still do because of the, you know, the whole pandemic thing, but they used to.
Nice.
They do sell it, Zach.
Wow.
You could get it on Amazon. $5.93.
That's not bad.
A bottle.
How big is the bottle?
Well, that's what I'm looking at right now, because it looks, oh God, 4 ounce.
Mm.
That's kind of small. Well, no, yeah, Jen, 4 ounce, that would be like a regular...
It's a half a cup.
Right? That's a half a cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says here, preferably good
but for
on
seasoning,
burgers.
That's not bad, because you just shake it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not adding a quarter cup of seasoning at a time.
The signature blend seasoning and a staple in Red Robin's
Jen
restaurant.
Obviously hasn't seen how I season my food.
Wow. And they have here for recommendation, if you buy the Red Robin, they are telling you to buy the 14 ounce.
Which is?
The original Moho seasoning. Which is garlic, lime, zest.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never heard of Oh my God, it's called Marl's. Like Lauren's dog. Marl's. Yeah. Marl's Moho seasoning.
There you go.
Or I'm sorry, Marley's. Marley's. I'm sorry. I'm looking at like Marl's. I'm sorry.
Again, I just want to point out to the listeners that I am the drunk one and Matt is not the drunk one. Yet.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Trying to keep with it. I don't want to get yelled at by our superior.
Yeah.
All right, so can we go past the popcorn maker and move on?
Yeah.
Tombstones, because we're talking about episode 69. All right, hear me out on this, guys. So I'm making, I already bought tombstones at the Spirit of Halloween store, and people are probably going to be like, oh my God, you paid probably an arm and a leg. Actually, I didn't. They have like these really cool cardboard-based, styrofoam-based tombstones that you could buy, and like I was really stoked. I mean, they were like only $4.99 a piece. I was thinking like, oh man, I'm gonna pay like $20 a tombstone. You know, because everything in there is so marked up, and like anything that you buy from Spirit, it's unless you like if you go there the day before it closes, when people bum rush it and they have like that, what is it, 40% off, 50% off, 60% off. You know, people are bum rushing it, but like I was actually pretty stoked about buying those because like it was like, man, I walked out tonight, I bought like 7 tombstones and it only cost me like $42 or something like that, you know?
Nice.
And I was like, that's awesome because like there's tombstones that I'm going to make. And I thought this was pretty cool. Like, I mean, the reason I'm mentioning this because, you know, being that we're in the month of Halloween, I like to be a little festive about it. You know, why not make your own tombstones? And I remember one year my dad made tombstones for the front yard. And all he did was he used cardboard, you know, and spray painted them. And he used marker and everything like that, permanent marker, you know, to write, like, names on them and sayings. And I thought that was, like, the coolest thing because, like, when we were growing up as kids, like, he made a tombstone for Leprechaun, like, when the movie was popular.
Yeah.
He made a tombstone for Leprechaun, and he wrote on there, like, the saying, they won't find my pot of gold down here. Then he had a tombstone for Frankenstein with the big cross on it made out of cardboard. And okay. I remember the saying that he wrote on that. It was I'll be back, like Schwarzenegger.
Right.
So, like, it was kind of cool. And I'm thinking to myself, we're having this party. I want to make some tombstones for, you know, our little scavenger hunt. So I'm going to kind of bring that back as a little throwback, you know. But I thought about this. Like, I wanted to actually have some fun with this topic tonight where it's kind of like, hey, let's play a game or something like that. You know, if we were making some Halloween decorations, we were making some tombstones, being creative in that aspect, what would be a tombstone that you guys would write up? Just think of, like, going to the arts and craft table. Okay, all three of us, you know, somebody comes up to us and say, you got to make a tombstone. What would be your creative idea to put one together? What would you put on it? Now, I mean, if somebody was tuning into the baseball series here, and like what Zach just said, you know, we could probably write one up for, who was it that just lost right now?
The Dodgers.
So we could write up a...
Mine would say, I'm a Phillies fan. Congrats to the Braves, but also fuck the Dodgers.
Okay, I was thinking more like, sucks to be you, no World Series in your future.
I mean, that's
very nice.
That
I mean,
works
I,
too.
No, I like that because, I mean, you're a Phillies fan, you're really, I mean, I get that, you know?
I'm all for the underdog, bro. Braves are going to win it all this year.
I hope they do.
I hate the Astros, I hate the Rays, I hate all the AL teams, I hate the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I'm all for the Braves.
You know who I really, I really want to see do good? You know, into football, NFL. I really hope the Dallas Cowboys have a good season this year.
I am going to pretend you didn't say that.
No, I really do.
Matt, I'm going to pretend
Sorry,
you didn't say
Choco,
that.
But Jesus Christ, Matt.
We are moving on. New topic.
I just struck a nerve.
I am not saying that you're wrong. But me being an Eagles fan cannot be a part of this conversation.
I know, but where are you guys going to go? I mean, you're not going to get playoffs.
Home.
Listen, you go ahead. Listen, buddy, you could jab at me. I'm a Jaguars fan. We're not going anywhere either. Believe me. We might have just got our only win of the season, and that's it.
Yeah, against fucking Miami.
Yeah, and we didn't even get to do it here at home. We had to do it over in fucking London. You know? God damn it. You know?
You got to come up and hang out with me on a Sunday.
I'm afraid to, because honestly, I might have a freaking goddamn... I might bust a nerve in my head or something, you know? Watching football with you is like freaking... Might be like pulling teeth or something like that.
Oh, you think that's bad? You got to watch football with me and my dad.
Oh, God. The abuse.
Can we go back to the tombstone?
Yeah, I want to go back to the tombstone. Yeah. So Zach said he would say, I'm a Phillies fan, good for the Braves, but fuck the Dodgers.
Congrats to the Braves, but also fuck the Dodgers.
Okay.
See, See, I would go a Halloween theme route here, and I would say probably, dude, that goalie was pissed.
Ah! I like that.
Yeah.
And I know where that's coming from.
Of course you do.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah. Good old Billy.
But who would we write the tombstone out for, right?
Yeah.
So who did... Would we write the tombstone for the two stoners?
Yeah.
Right? Because that was his friends that died, right?
Yes.
So we'd write the tombstone out for them, and then we would write, man, that goal. That I like that.
Dude, that goalie was pissed.
I love that.
Just like that.
I love that. I will say that was probably one of the better scenes in that movie where it's like, what was it? Like, they were running down the hallway.
That movie.
It's
terrible, and I love it.
There's 20% of the movie to enjoy, but 80% of it's awful.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's terrible, but I enjoy how terrible it is.
And you know, they had a green light to actually make a 3.
I know.
But because the first one tanked, they never even considered it.
Yeah, and then so like, now that everybody's like, oh, we want Freddy versus Jason versus Michael, and like, the guys that do Michael Myers are like, absolutely not, that will never fucking happen. Alright, well, fuck you, bro. Like, laters.
No. You know what they did? They fucked it up by making Halloween Resurrection. And we saw how bad... Yeah, that was their best move, bringing Busta Rhymes into a Halloween movie.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks. Trick or treat, Lord. Motherfucker. Alright, so that's a pretty good one. Yeah, I'm sitting on a couple good ideas. I mean, I don't want to reveal them because I want you guys to be surprised.
Okay.
But...
Can you please do Dude, That Goalie Was Pissed?
I'm going to make one just for you, yes.
Just for me.
But here's the other thing, too. I'm making one for both of you. Because being that you guys are coming to the house, I'm going to have a tombstone for each and every one of you.
Okay.
So, Zach...
Can mine say, I'm a Philly sports fan, I'm used to years of disappointment?
No. Damn it. I already got one already planned out for you, buddy.
Damn it.
I already got one planned out for you. It's all a surprise.
Does mine have something to do with Keanu Reeves?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
But I'm making an extra one for you because I really love that about the goalie being pissed.
Okay.
So you're getting two, Jen.
Yeah, special.
But, Jen, real quick before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
When they were making these tombstones, because I was watching, like, do-it-yourself, like, how-to videos. Like, I was watching, like, YouTube just to see, mm-hmm. like, what people were doing. Because nowadays, I mean, you could probably have access to, like, so many other, like, traits. Like,
Man, whenever I have to fix something, I look at YouTube and I do it.
Right, and you could find everything on YouTube.
Everything.
You know? But, like, I saw, like, how intricate, like, just, is the word I'm looking for, is it intricate?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, how intricate, like... These people were, they. Do you remember those stencil things that, like, the little, I'm trying to think, like, they were, like, plastic pieces with, like, little dots and everything like that? Like, you would make, like, little circles and stuff?
Yeah, stencil, mm-hmm.
Well, what they did was they spray painted something, okay? And what they did was they spray paint the whole stone, like, a mixture of gray, like a stone.
Yeah.
And then they would take these stencil patterns... like, with the little dots, and fill them in with white. Kind of, like, making it look like in between, like, if you really, like, stood up to a stone, like, you could see, like, those white little increments of mineral, you know?
Texture.
Correct. Right. It was pretty cool, but, like, I went up to Staples today while I was at Spirit of Halloween, because it's right next to each other, and I'm looking for these. He said, the people looked at me like, what the hell is that? I don't even think they sell these anymore. You know?
Stencils?
Yeah, like those.
You
little...
probably have to go to, like, I was gonna say AC Moore, but like Michael's.
Yeah.
Like a craft store, yeah.
Well, I'm making tombstones, guys.
Godspeed.
Yeah. All right, Jen, I'm letting you take this one. Go.
So, the second Batman trailer was just released this week. If anybody saw that, that dropped this week.
Awful.
Like, so. Some of the effects look, like, super cool. Like, when Colin Farrell's, like, driving away in the car and there's, like, explosions behind him. Like, I feel like it's, like, 20% looks cool. And, like, the other 80% is just going to be, like, I don't know. Like, okay. Not my Batman. Like, I'm very excited to see, like, Zoe Kravitz as Selina Kyle.
That is cool.
I think she's going to be great. For me, the jury's still out on Pattinson, because, like, I don't know. Like, there was, a couple shots, and he just looks so emo. Not that there's, like, anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but...
it's just, like, I don't know.
Like, I'm afraid we're going down a bad path of Batman movies here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like,
I feel like I've got, like, Christian Bale on a pedestal, and, like, everything that compares to Christian Bale, or, like, even the originals, like, you
is
know?
He,
like,
is he your favorite Batman?
Christian Bale, yeah.
See, mine's Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I enjoy the Michael Keaton Batman as well. Yeah. But, like, and then, like, slightly right under that is Val Kilmer, but, like, everything else, trash. Except, there's one except. I really did enjoy Batflick in the Snyder Cut. But that's it. Just okay. In the Snyder Cut, which, like, isn't even, like, the official movie. You know what I mean?
I get you on that. I get you on that.
But, like, this Batman trailer is, like, it really makes me want to bring Batflip back. Yeah. Especially because, like, you know my love of, like, Titans, okay?
Yeah.
And, like...
Of course.
Season 3 just wrapped on Titans on HBO. By the way. It's fucking fantastic. It's... I love it. And it's, like, a cool mix between, like, the throwback to, like... the Teen Titans, like, TV show cartoon that we all loved.
Loved
versus,
it.
Like, adult violent themes. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, like, it's just, it's wonderful. And I love it. And it's, like, you only saw, like, a little bit in Game of Thrones. But, oh my gosh, I don't know what his real name is. Let me...
Well, hey, look it up. We're on the computer here.
Real quick, yeah.
You know? But while you're doing that, going back to, like... The Robert Pattinson, right?
Yeah.
Like, going back to his Batman movie, the big thing that I'm kind of pissed about is that I'm not digging this Batmobile. Like to me,
it
I'm
doesn't make me mad. I'm okay with
no,
it.
But to me, like, okay, let me give the positive. I think it's going back to a throwback of classic, where if I think the Adam West Batmobile, the original, like the classic car.
Cars, so, like... I'll take it.
No, but you know what, though? It's like, when I see that Batmobile, like, I'm thinking, all right, I'm waiting for Dominic Toretto to get the fuck out of the car.
Right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's...
Pattinson.
Right, but no, it's yeah, everybody, don't worry about it. Oh, false alarm. It's just Robert Pattinson, you know?
So, let me flip back here. So, like, in Titans, we get, like, old Batman...
Yeah.
And he's played by Ian Glen, who Game of Thrones fans know as Jorah Mormont.
Oh, okay.
Who was, like, BFFs with Daenerys Targaryen. But, so, like, he plays Batman, and, like, I'd really, really, really like to see him in, like, full Batman costume.
They didn't show him in Titans?
They show him in Titans, but just as Bruce Wayne.
Right, but they didn't show him in full Batman.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. There's this one scene that's like
I don't even implied. Know if we could put him I don't even know if we could put him in category to actually say that he played Batman. I mean, it's really just the portrayal of Bruce Wayne.
Well, I can't give you the spoilers, so
yeah.
In season 3 something happens and shit hits the fan and he has to take care of something. So like there's a few scenes, but like I don't know. I'd really like to see him, like, full-on as, like, Batman. But that's the thing, though. It's not the Batman show. It's Titans. It's Nightwing and Friends, if you will.
Zach, where are you on this Batman mix? Where are you on the Bat?
I haven't seen the trailer, so
it's
I don't
trash.
Really have a opinion.
I think it's trash. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I hate to be that person because I'll be the first one to admit here that, like, when I saw the Christian Bale... Batman, like when The Dark Knight, and I heard that Heath Ledger was playing the Joker.
Loved it. Oh, I was such a skeptic. I was such a skeptic.
I bashed it. I bashed it and said, no way. Yep. I said, there is no way that this guy is pulling the Joker off. And the minute I saw that film, he portrayed a great Joker for those films.
Yeah.
I literally just had a conversation about this in my programming class with my students. We were talking about, like, best Batman and best Joker. I'm sorry. Listen, my best Batman is Michael Keaton. It's not just because of the time that I grew up in it. It's just, I like the portrayal that Michael Keaton put on both Bruce Wayne and Batman. That was classic Batman. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So that is always going to be my Batman. But if we look at who the best Joker was, I'm sorry. You go back to the comics, you look at who the villain is of the Joker to know that he's got that charismatic behavior. He's violent in the same manner, too. He's got a gangster vibe to him. Jack Nicholson, he is the best Joker.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I really so like you're giving the it Heath Ledger, and I also like Mark Hamill.
Well, okay. He's the voice. Animated. But... Animated? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And if anybody doesn't know who Mark Hamill is, hello.
Jesus Christ, get off the show then.
Fucking stop listening to us. All right? But yeah.
There's a lot of donations being made in this episode.
Do you really think there so? Is. I lost track. I don't even know where I'm at. I'm just going to cut a check for $200.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I've lost track.
I did too.
Back and listen.
I mean, we have to archive. We have to literally go back and do some data analytics here.
Yeah, I'm.
I think if we just call it, you know, if we just say, listen, $200 is good.
I'm down. I'll throw in 100.
Nice. All right. So yeah, let's conclude on that Batman trailer. It's really emo. Not that that's a bad thing.
No.
Because
it makes
listen.
Me sad.
But yeah, I'm sorry. It's not doing me any justice. Yeah. And maybe there is a possibility, because I mean, like I said, with the Christian Bale films, they did Wowie.
Right.
Could this be another moment of wow where we look at something, we say we're judging it really quick? It might be that possibility that we might be wowed.
Yeah, maybe.
It could be. Could be.
All
right. Well, there's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, baby.
Ghostbusters.
Well,
I'm excited for the new one.
I am too. I am really stoked about this new one. I mean, the trailers aren't giving us too much.
No, but I think they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah. And I think that this is going to be huge.
I hope so.
Like, you know, I already declared, and I said, you know, when we watched, what was it? Oh, God. I'm trying to think about going back to the Chris Pratt film.
Which one was it?
It was the one with on HBO Max, the one with the war.
That was on Amazon Prime.
I'm sorry, not HBO Max.
The Tomorrow War.
I'm still kind of declaring that the movie of 2021.
Okay.
And
that was good.
That was a really good movie. But I think if there was another movie that here that could be the monumental taker of 2021, I think it's a Ghostbusters film.
Really?
I think it's gonna blow out the box office.
Oh, see, I think there's gonna be a clear winner for that, and it's gonna be the Spider-Man.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
I agree with Jen, especially after seeing the new Venom. I definitely agree with Jen.
Really?
I think it's gonna be Spider-Man, yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I 100% agree with Jen.
But also, like, Shang-Chi did really well, and I'm only predicting that the Eternals is also probably going to do well, too.
See, I feel that's not going to do well.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to...
The trailers?
I did, but I think it's going to get bad reviews.
Oh, loose amazeballs.
I mean, I'm going to watch it. I mean, no question about it.
Agree.
But, no, I'm just thinking, like, nostalgic wise. I mean, Ghostbusters. I mean, there's a huge fan base around this. I mean, we're also trying to recap too, and get over a really bad Ghostbusters film that was created years ago, a couple years back, right? A few years back.
It wasn't terrible.
Oh, Jen, it was bad.
Chris Hemsworth was in that.
I know, but it was bad, Jen.
Oh, it was hilarious. I don't know.
Jen, that was an awful movie.
I liked it.
I mean, I get it. I mean, Thor was in there and everything like that. That's great. But, oh my God, it was awful.
See, I like the comedic. I like Kristen Wiig and
yeah,
Leslie and the other two.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, and the blonde girl from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of her name, too. I can't remember.
She was my favorite.
But, yeah, she kind of reminded me of, like, the Egon.
Yes.
Of the group, but a little bit yep. more sarcastic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll be honest with this. It was good for the kids, but not for the Ghostbusters fan base.
Okay, I'll give you that. Like, when I think of, like, Ghostbusters, would I tie that film into the others? Absolutely not.
No, no, because we all know that those Ghostbusters films can't be touched.
Right.
They are the but I'm saying now that this Ghostbusters film is being made. I mean, it is in continuation. This is picking up years after the existing Ghostbusters.
Like present day essentially, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is picking up after the years of the OG Ghostbusters. I don't know.
I just hope it does it justice.
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm already declaring it. I think this is going to be the year. I think this is going to be the movie of 2021.
Well, you got Paul Rudd, you've got McKenna Grace, and then you've got the kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's where we...
Oh, sorry. I just got some news. Shang-Chi is finally coming to Disney Plus on November 12th, so...
Beautiful!
Yay. Sorry, guys.
And hey... Real quick, since you mentioned that, Black Widow is available on Disney Plus now, too, for free.
Oh, I was going to say, I have it, so I purchased it, though. That's
yeah,
why.
No, it's for free on Disney Plus now.
Okay.
So enjoy, guys. Anything else for the good of the group? Any last minute?
No, I'm good.
Topics, observations, anything going on? Zach?
I'm good.
How you doing over there, buddy?
I can barely keep my eyes open. I'm pretty good, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we know you need some sleep, so we're gonna sign off here. I already hear the music like kicking in. So
send
Jen,
in your pumpkins, people.
Yep, Jen, can you finish it off and can you send us out?
Yeah, keep sending in your pumpkin pictures for our contest, guys. We'll be announcing the winners after Halloween.
We will.
And stick with us, guys. We got some good things cooked up in the works for you. So thank you for joining us, and everybody have a good night.
Good night, guys.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.